Local filmmaker Mary Kotsky of Affinity Films has taken on the subject of family members caring for loved ones with Alzheimer's disease. Kotsky says she started out documenting friends in the sandwich generation, those with careers, children at home, and also caring for aging parents. But she focused in on five families dealing with Alzheimer's because of the emotional toll of caring for a family member who may not recognize you. One of those caregivers is Janet Burtz, who has been caring for her mother since her father passed away in 2010. Kotsky says, in a state with the fastest growing elder population per capita of any other, exploring the individual decisions that each family has to make is timely.
Everyone in our film starts off with the best of intentions and wants to do what their parents want. And there's also a very serious economic factor in the equation. It's astronomical to take them and place them in third-party care. As our expert says in the film, there are six people doing your job. And when you have to pay those six people in order to do round-the-clock care that you'd be doing at home. Yet 90% do start off at home with a family member. And then there are tipping points along the way, such as a fall that is complicated and necessitates round-the-clock trained nursing staff. Also, when the parent stops recognizing the child, sometimes their own son or daughter, that can release some of the guilt that can be felt when you turn your parent over to third-party care. Janet might be better to address how that feels and why that decision was made, but at some point, everyone in the film does make that decision.
Well, this is a good opportunity to turn to you now, Janet, to talk about, you're one of the families featured in the film. Tell us about the situation that you're dealing with and how it progressed.
When my dad passed away, we moved her to where we live in Washington. So we moved from Alaska, where we'd lived for 47 years. So she started by living with us. We had in-home health care come to help her, and they would leave early without notifying us. And one day, the worst thing could have happened is I got a call from the ambulance service saying my mother had fallen and the caregiver was not there. They needed into my home. So upon getting them in, she had surgery. She shattered her shoulder. She never came out of the anesthesia very well. So she went into a nursing home and then into an assisted living. And things just kind of changed. And then one day she showed up at lunch without her pants on. And then it progressed from there to where she couldn't even feed herself. And now it's when I can tell when she's having a bad day, she won't turn her wheelchair around to speak to me. So it's because she can't figure out who I am.
How is that, especially trying to deal with your own family that you have and your children, even if they're grown, they still have needs of their parents. How difficult is it to balance this and also to have the time for yourself that you need to heal?
I think I get through a lot of it by humor, and then I kind of just shut down and I go in a room and hide for a little bit, because it's when my mother keeps asking me the same questions over and over and over again. You know what it's like when a small child does that? And then finally you just agree to whatever. And that's kind of what Alzheimer's is. They are backing out of time. So it's, how do you mother your own mom when she's 83 years old?
I think one of the lessons to come out of this is, and I'm going to ask people to take Thanksgiving this year. This is my call to action. And talk to your parents, talk to your kids, talk to your spouse about what would you like for you if this happens. And have that discussion. It doesn't have to be gloom and doom. It can be Janet style, filled with humor.
Mary, would you say that that's what you want people to take away from this film when they see it?
That's one big important one. And it is this compassion factor, whether it's someone lost in a bank or it's a close friend who's caring for a parent, they may be shielding or hiding what they're really going through from you, but just know that a little bit of respite, a kind act, some help unexpectedly. I'll sit with her while you go to a movie. Something small like that can be huge. And we are modeling for our children. We're modeling for them how we hope to be treated, and that's a good thing for them to see.
Affinity Films' new documentary, Backing Out of Time, will be showing at the Beartooth Theater Pub in Anchorage tomorrow night at 5:30.